and be that person with the crazy rules. You can stay here, do whatever you want, but you must feed the baby at 2 a.m. You must take out all the dirty diapers.
So funny. Yeah.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Okay, so it's been a couple weeks since we spoke last. Yes. I remember you're saying that you're doing great with the baby. You're not tired and everything.
Jamie, come on.
I didn't want to say I told you so when you said that before, but I needed you to say it for yourself. So how are you doing?
I'm tired, but okay, so she's doing amazing. She's a month old.
Already?
She's
crazy.
It goes by so fast, and I'm just trying to enjoy the newborn stages as much as I can because I know how fast it goes by. Like, it's done in 2 weeks, two more weeks, because I think the newborn stage is only like 6 weeks long. It's very short. But yeah, no, I mean, she's an angel baby.
Uh-huh. You know when you're looking at somebody and you can tell that they're lying just based off of their facial expressions, you know?
No, but honestly, I have no one else to compare to other than my son, who like was such a fussy baby. Like the wind blew the wrong way and he's like, and her, she just, I don't know, she like sleeps through the chaos. And she's only up twice a night, which to me is unreal.
A godsend.
Yes, because with my son, he was up, but felt like every 20 minutes for 9 months straight. So yeah, no, we're doing good over here. I mean, we're surviving. I mean, 2 under 2, like my friend said it, who has 4 kids. She's like, you just have to find the happy moments, like the good moments in each day. Like, because if you focus on the negative, then you're just going to spiral. And it's so true.
That is good advice. And I think if you focus on the positive, it's like, you know, that 30 seconds when you get to be by yourself in the bathroom or something, or any
Jamie, I don't pee by myself. Let's be real. I haven't peed by myself in 2 years.
I said this to Kyle a couple of times that I'm like, you know, I still envision having kids and everything at some point. But then I look around at my friends who have kids, and hearing your friend has 4 kids, I was like, Lord, the most effective birth control is listening to parents' stories.
Oh, well, I hope we don't ruin it for you, because I feel like I love it. Like, I love being a parent. I love being a mom. Obviously, there are days that are more challenging than others. And yeah, but I still think you should do it. Like, if you want to do it, you should do it.
I think the best way for me to envision having kids with my current lifestyle would be to have a nanny. So, I mean, but that's not ideal. Well, it is ideal, actually, because I don't want to do a lot of stuff.
Oh my God.
Let me...
Like, would you have a nanny, like, day one, you would have a nanny?
I think, no, probably, like, day three, you know, because I would need a couple of days to adjust and be like, I'm a person who needs my sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a nanny would be nice. If you're looking to buy a house to support my nanny dream, you can give me a call.
Would this be a live-in nanny?
I think so. That's the lifestyle.
Because I feel like what you're talking about, you want someone to get up in the night. And I mean, you can't have this poor person being getting up in the middle of the night and taking care of your kid during the day. But there are such thing as like night nurses.
Yeah.
People who come to your house and they feed the baby for you at night, basically take care of the baby for you at night.
See, I'm just I'm mixing up the bed and breakfast concept with having a nanny as well, too. Just make it a 2-for-1. I'd be that person with the crazy rules. You can stay here, do whatever you want, but you must feed the baby at 2 a.m. You must take out all the dirty diapers.
So funny. Yeah. What about Kyle? Like, would Kyle be able to get up in the middle of the night, do you think? You know what? My other friend who has the 4 kids, her husband says, it's amazing how little sleep you actually need to function. And he's right.
I believe it. Kyle is much more of a night owl than I am. You got to be in a very non-selfish mode of life when you have kids. I just know that I'm not there. Like, my cats make me angry just by meowing at me in the morning. I can't yell at a child for doing what they're supposed to do, you know? So,
yeah, waking up.
Yeah. What's Dad. This? You're awake? Oh, my goodness.
What's this? You're awake at 4 o'clock in the morning? Go back to sleep. No.
Talk to me next year. Okay. We'll see. We'll see how the mood is going to go. But I had something really exciting to tell you. I'm so, so proud of this because I don't want to say I'm a lazy person, but I don't like to do a lot of things. So we got a quote to do the backyard, to like rip up all the sod and do the rototilling and then get new sod and lay it all down. These men were trying to charge us $5,000 to do our backyard when it's like 400 square feet. I'm like, yeah, you must be out your damn mind. So Kyle, his dad, and myself, mostly Kyle's dad, ripped up, like cleaned up all the weeds in the backyard and ripped it up and rented the rototiller and did all that. And then we got all the sod and laid it down and all that stuff. So I did like maybe 15% of the work and they did the rest.
You know what? I love the honesty. I love it.
And it looks great. But I just remember like years ago on the, I was saying like, I'm going to hire a gardener to do all that stuff. And I felt really proud that we did it together. It was under $500 to get it all done. And it looks great.
Holy, you saved a lot of money.
There was no way I was going to spend $5,000 on that little backyard. That would have been crazy. But I felt proud that I actually like did something and we put it together. And I just wanted to get my kudos for that.
I think this is the definition of becoming an adult when you get excited over your lawn. Like,
it's a dad thing too. It's
it is a dad thing. Like, are you wearing New Balance sneakers right now? Like, are you there yet?
Like, you don't understand though. This yard was so bad.
You need to send me pictures because I love a good before and after.
Yeah. Okay. I had another question for you as well too, because I know that we're watching a lot of TV shows. Which one are you currently rewatching?
Okay. I'm not really rewatching anything. I'm watching.
Do you have something new on the go?
Yes.
That's so surprising. Okay.
Garrett and I just last night finished the new season of Ted Lasso. So good. It's such a good show to watch. Like, you and Kyle, I think, would really, really like it. Actually, I think anyone would really like it.
Okay. What's it about?
A woman who, in her divorce, she gets a football team. Okay. Or like a soccer team, because it's based in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And she hires a football coach from America to coach the team. And that's
the premise.
Jason Sudeikis. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's really, really well done.
Sports, Victoria?
I know, but it's really, really, really good. Because like, there's so much character building and development. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that just makes a really good series when at the end. And I only think it's 4 seasons. So I think we're done. And then another show, which is another sports show, Quarterback. It's a docuseries that Netflix just came up with that like follows like 3 quarterbacks from last year's season. Mm-hmm. And just like how they did and stuff. It's really good.
That one will never get my attention. Thank you for bringing it to my attention, but because
you're welcome.
Do you know what I'm watching right now?
What?
Remember the TV show Flavor of Love?
Oh my. Yes. Yes. Tila, yes. Tequila.
Yeah. All those dating shows. And so,
yes.
I don't know how it popped up to my head one day and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I started rewatching Flavor of Love, and then we started watching Flavor of Love 2. And then we started watching The Pussycat Dolls Present the Search for the Next Doll.
Amazing.
Right? And then Girlicious.
Like Prime. That was from TV.
Yeah. This is like, that was the golden era of reality
it
TV.
Was.
So
yes.
Even though it's like 15 years or so, 10 years, whatever, it was just so funny to watch it. So, you know, I haven't been seeing any new shows recently. I've just been going back and watching all these hilarious ones, even though the quality is terrible on most of them because they're on YouTube.
Oh my God, you're watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, some of them.
Not
some
even
of them.
Like, hey, you. Okay.
You think I'm going to pay for a subscription?
I know. Okay, wait, going back to Flava Flav, he was the guy with the clock.
The clock, yeah.
What was he famous for?
He was in a rap group, I think, called, not Public Enemy, maybe it was Public Enemy, but they were popular like back in the 80s, I believe.
Okay, because he was...
ugly. You can say ugly.
Yeah.
All these women were on the show to be famous, not to date Flava Flav. Come on.
I know. Like, but it was before in, like, social media. So like, they weren't even getting fans on Instagram or like anything.
I think MySpace still existed back then, probably.
Oh, yeah. MySpace. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
If anyone is listening who doesn't know Flava Flav, just Google Flava Flav. And like, we're not being rude. He is legitimately not an attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, but damn, that was an ugly man.
He's very not. He's not good looking. And the clock around his neck is just, I don't get it.
I know. But the things we did to be famous back then, right? Now you can just go on Instagram and TikTok and dance or eat and you're going to become famous.
Or sell your feet pics.
Would you rather live for 35 years and be incredibly happy, or live forever and be unhappy?
Okay, that is really morbid because I'm almost 35. That's what I'm saying. That's really sad to think about.
You're not going to die at 35, just FYI. Like, you're still going to
live unhappy forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long's forever? Like, forever, ever?
For the sake of this, let's say
100.
Let's say 100, but you also still maintain good health, good looks, and everything.
But you're just really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll choose to live till 100 and be really unhappy.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to die yet. It's too soon.
If you knew this when, say, you were like 1 year old and someone told you these were your options, would you still pick the same?
Yeah.
If you were a kid?
I think I'll choose to live till 100 and be really unhappy.
That's just like being black anyway. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Have you ever told a white lie to get out of something and then it just escalated and you had to keep the white lie going and going and going?
You're like describing my everyday, Victoria. When we lived in High Prairie and I did the radio show with Michelle, there would be times where Kyle and I were still like in the beginning stages of our dating when we were living long distance. So I had to lie in order to get more time off because we only got 2 weeks of vacation. We would go to like LA and meet up in Edmonton, whatever. And I would just pick random relatives that have already passed and say that they passed away and then continue the story. So for example, I said one time, it's terrible, I know, but I did it. I said that my uncle had passed away. So I got a week off of work. So, you know,
and when you're in LA sipping some champagne at a club.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next time I'd be like, oh, so, you know, when people are married and like when one person dies, their spouse passes away right after because they just can't bear to live without them.
Yes.
So it's like my aunt passed away. So I need another week off.
Oh, my God. You used the broken heart syndrome.
I did.
You know what, though? I'm not even mad about this because radio, they just treat you like absolute trash.
Yeah.
And give you no vacation, no sick days, no nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
And they make you feel bad for even taking a sick day. So, like, you know what? Like, maybe, like, the way you went about it, saying someone died, at least you said it was someone who already passed away. I get it. But, like, I respect this because, damn, it's hard out there.
It was tough. And we were making peanuts doing that, you know?
Peanuts. And we're so isolated being so far away that I always felt like we needed more time off because we need to travel somewhere. Like, I feel like my one vacation day shouldn't include a travel day.
The travel day. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
100%. So, I mean, I had a great first year in High Prairie because I was on vacation quite a bit and we didn't have an HR department, so I didn't have to tell anyone else. I just had to tell my one boss, but I had to stick with that story and remember my lies consistently to see like who passed away. I don't remember who I said and whatnot. And
yeah,
cause I did it a third time after that too, but that was later on.
Was Michelle like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yes. Oh, I was really like a good actor because I had to like, I could, you know, fake cry and I'd be like, yeah, you know, I was really close. I got to go help them clean out the house and we're going to put the estate up for sale. It was an elaborate lie.
Oh my God. She's probably like, what did she say after?
I never told her. So
that's so funny. I hope she listens to this.
The beauty is that she probably doesn't. So she's never going to know until someone tells her. My question to you is, if you were offered a pill that increases your intelligence by 50%, but then also permanently removes your hair, including your eyebrows, would you take it?
No. No, I like being dumb just the way I am. I do not take, especially because I'm at the part of postpartum where your hair literally falls out. And it is a scary time for any postpartum woman.
Yeah.
Because losing your hair, it's devastating. Mm-hmm. Losing it postpartum when you already, you know, your stomach and stuff is a little fluffier than normal. You're leaking everywhere. And then all of a sudden you lose your hair. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it.
My hair. I am fine with being as intelligent as I am right now. I would ask you, but
I mean, there's not much going on.
Go ahead. Do you have a go-to dish that you make when people are coming over?
I always tend to make jerk chicken, mashed potatoes, and some form of a vegetable, either like roasted broccoli or something like that. That's like the thing I will make all the time.
10 out of 10. That sounds so good.
You don't cook though in your house, right?
Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Those are fighting words.
Sorry.
No, I don't.
I thought you're gonna be like, it's like 80-20. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure you remember you telling me you don't do the cooking.
I always say, I'm like, Garrett has such a passion for it, and everyone's like, that's such an excuse, but I'm like, no, like he actually genuinely enjoys it. But I do step up to the plate. Like the other day I made a ham. I mean, it was a fully cooked ham, but I still had to put it in the oven to heat it up. But like, okay. I still feel like that was cooking.
Your version of cooking is like what I would express like a rich housewife would do as cooking, you know?
See, it's because I'm okay with just being like, if Garrett's gone, I'm like, okay, so like, who wants an egg?
You're the person who would be like, if DoorDash and Uber was around you,
yes,
would be doing that all the time.
Well, okay, so speaking of that, Chef's Plate put together a list of the most popular dishes in Canada based off of a Google search. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the number one dish in Canada?
The number one dish in Canada, poutine.
Yes, yeah. 100%. Yes, that's what we're known for. Number two, bannock. Number three, Nanaimo bars.
Okay, oh, can we talk about that? Because I think the Nanaimo bars are really disgusting.
What? But no, I love Nanaimo. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's because they have coconut in them, and I don't care for coconut.
Okay, it's so funny you say that, because my dad, it's a yearly tradition. My dad at Christmas time makes Nanaimo bars. He hates coconut.
Yeah.
Hates it. So doesn't put it in it. So all the Nanaimo bars that I've had, there have been no coconut in
it. Okay. Then I'm on your side then. If there's no coconut, then I agree. They're really good. Okay. We're good.
Coming in at number four, beaver tails, then butter tarts.
Okay.
That meat pie, tortilla.
Okay. Tortieri. Yeah. I've had that before. I didn't know that was Canadian, but okay.
Yeah. Pea-mail bacon. Love. Smoked meat sandwich.
Stop.
Love. Lobster rolls, love. Tim Hortons, disgusting. Dutch donuts, love. Yes, love. I love everything on this list.
Can you just talk about the fact that regular bacon is better than pea meal bacon? Pea meal bacon is the worst.
Have you never been to the St. Lawrence Market and had a pea meal bacon sandwich?
No, because I don't like pea meal bacon. It's disgusting.
Okay, but Jamie, next time you're in Toronto, St. Lawrence Market, pea meal bacon sandwich.
No.
So good. Okay.
Nope. I've had it before. And granted, maybe I had it like restaurants at like Denny's and whatever when I was a kid.
Okay. No. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm also like, I like some good, crisp, delicious pork bacon. Not this back stuff, you know? I feel like I'm just eating more.
It is crispy. It is
not as crispy as regular bacon.
Oh my God.
And sorry, I didn't hear the rest of your list after pea meal bacon because I just stopped listening. So.
Sorry. Okay, number eight was smoked meat sandwich. Delicious. Yep. Nine, lobster rolls. And 10, Tim Hortons Dutchie donut.
I don't agree with a lot of these things on these lists, but it's not even to be picky. It's just for the fact that I don't even eat a lot of these things on a regular basis. Like the Dutchie donut? No.
Yeah, I don't. Is that the one with the raisins in it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, gross, nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
I would actually prefer that they say maple dip donut, you know, because at least we're known for our maple syrup. But yeah, like,
but even that one's terrible too.
That is, I know.
Yeah, and then like, I've never had a lobster roll. I'm not a fan of smoked meat sandwiches. Just like,
what?
I feel like this list of Canadian popular dishes is curated by white people with no taste. And I might even try to be shady. I'm just like, give me something like Canadian with like some seasoning in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's true because Canada is such like a mixing pot of like all different cultures, right? Mm-hmm. Where is the jerk chicken or the samosa? No?
Anything with like a seasoning on there that's not salt, but you know, it's fine. Bibi Rexha posted something on her story the other day. It was a screenshot from her boyfriend. She was getting mad at him for him critiquing her body. So I'm going to sum it up. But he was like, I never said that you weren't beautiful. And I never said that I didn't love you. I think you're beautiful. I know that you've gained a little bit of weight. She has some form of a disease.
She has PCOS.
Thank you. That has caused her to gain about 35 pounds. And he's like, yeah, you gained some weight and you obviously your face would change a little bit. And I can't pretend that it didn't happen. And he put on 3 pounds and she called him fat and chubs, blah, blah, blah. It just went down that road and it was a little bit sloppy. Do you talk about your relationship openly with a lot of people?
Mm, No, not with a lot of people. I have like a close-knit group of girlfriends who, if mm-hmm. I'm having a problem, I will go to them for advice and support, and mm-hmm. mostly just to be like, yeah, Victoria, you're 100% right. but the fact that she took a screenshot and posted it, it's mm-hmm. just, especially because she is such a public figure. It's such a no.
A lot of people online were saying that the biggest thing was like the man commented on her weight, and you should never comment on a woman's weight. Honestly, I hate when I hear these things that are double standards, because it's 2023. We're all supposed to be able to have civilized conversations. You can't pick and choose things that you want to be proactive about, and then things that date us back to like 1958. It's mm-hmm. annoying to me, because if a woman can comment on a man's weight, I'm not saying men should have to comment on it, but you know, if I gained weight, I'd want someone to be like, yeah, you did. It's normal. Okay. It happens. It's not a bad thing to comment on things that are, you see, if you were on my, like close to being on my 600-pound life, I would have said something to you much yeah. sooner before, you know what I mean?
I feel like that was a conversation that they needed to have in private. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, like if you get together with someone and then all of a sudden they gained a ton of weight, mm-hmm. like, and I'm talking like 100 pounds, like that's yeah. a lot of weight, and you're not attracted to the person anymore, then mm-hmm. that's a conversation you need to have with them. Like that, I think that would be, I want to choose my words really well.
Very carefully, right?
You know what I mean? Because it mm-hmm. is, it's such a touchy, hard subject. But like if Garrett all of a sudden gained 100 pounds, mm-hmm. that would be really hard for me.
And you'd say something, I'm assuming, right?
Well, yeah, I would say something, but I would also kind of, I guess, phrase it in the way that mm-hmm. let us get healthy together.
Be more supportive within the decision.
Would I reach out to other people about his weight? No. Mm. I think that would just be a personal thing that him and I would chat about.
Well, people would probably reach out to you about that as well, too.
And I also think, yeah, and I also think that if I gained 100 pounds, mm-hmm. I feel like, and if Garrett was like, hey, listen, like, I'm not really attracted to you anymore. Like, you've mm-hmm. gained 100 pounds. I would be like, okay, yeah, like, I get it. Because when we first met, I wasn't, you know, 100 pounds heavier. But like, that's really honest and open.
Mm-hmm. The fact that we're even having to pick our words carefully is just like, it's a testament to this type of culture that we have, where saying honest things about how you feel is like a bad thing in that way, because it could hurt somebody's feelings. But that's not the intent. It's just about you expressing how you feel.
Okay, at the end of the day, it's just weight. You can do it.
You can lose
it. Work on yourself. Yeah, it's just, but it doesn't define you. It doesn't mean that you're less than anyone else.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. A woman punches a bear and ends up getting stitches. A thumbs up emoji cost a man his house. And a woman was declared dead and revives during her wake. Which one is the fake news?
Oh my god. I feel like they're all real. I'm gonna go with the bear.
That is real. That did happen. A woman was protecting her dog from a bear and had no weapon, so she punched him in the face. And the bear ran, but he bit her on the way. The fake news was a thumbs up emoji cost a man his house. It actually cost a farmer in Saskatchewan a bill for $84,000. He was doing some contract work with some people delivering sod or whatever, soil. And every time they would respond and say, is this okay? He would send a thumbs up as like confirmation. And so then the last time he just sent this thumbs up, and then they sent him all this stuff and he's like, I don't need this. So I went to court and the judge is like, yeah, you have a history of affirming a contract by using the thumbs up emoji, as in you're saying okay. So he lost the case and had to pay $80,000+.
What does he think a thumbs up means?
I know.
Like, is he like, oh my God, do we need to, I feel like we need a class or a course on emojis and what they mean.
Have you had it before where someone sends the emoji of like the laughing, like and the tears coming out, but they think it's like a sad tear, but it's like someone laughing so much they're crying. Yes. I've had someone send that to me in response to me saying bad news, thinking that that was the emoji crying.
Like, oh my God.
I'm like, this is a laughing emoji, so I don't think you meant to send that.
Yeah. Okay, and it's funny because there's so many emojis, like the smiley face with the tear when it's mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's so sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have to explain this to you because you're not a boomer. Just throwing it out there.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
this can't be real.
You know, times are tough when you feel bad for a robber. A man in Georgia attempted to rob a nail salon, but it didn't go very well.
Everybody, get down! Get down, everybody! It's got the money! Get down, everybody! Get down! Where's the money? Get down, everybody! Where's the money? Everybody, give me everything! Where's the money?
So he busted in the door asking everyone to hand over their money, but the customers and the staff just ignored him and continued about their business. One lady even gets up and says, "Man, I don't have any money to give you." So after no one really responded to him, the man silently left the store and people carried on and got their nails done. The Atlanta Police Department is asking for the public's help to identify the man and offering a $2,000 reward. This video makes me laugh so, because literally he walks in and he's like, "Give me your money," and everyone's just like, "No." He like leaves, and then like another person leaves, like,
"I don't have any money to give you." Like, that is the statement of 2023.
Who carries cash around with them anymore?
I know. They'd be like, "I can give you my card, but I'm gonna cancel it the second that you leave." So
yeah.
I felt bad for the robber, and I was thinking, you know, if he turned himself in, would then he get the $2,000? That'd be better than nothing.
So funny.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
The biggest pizza ever created was 13,580 square feet. It was made in Rome, Italy in 2012. The pizza was disgusting, gluten-free. Are you kidding me right now? You're in Italy eating a gluten-free pizza?
In 2012, that's actually pretty impressive that they made a gluten-free pizza back then.
Oh my God. They named the pizza Octavia after a Roman empire who's probably rolling in his grave right now being
does
like,
this make you mad, doesn't it?
It does make me mad because it's gluten-free pizza. Like, it's probably cardboard.
Maybe Italy makes really good gluten-free pizza. That's
maybe
possible. Probably not.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan is the sunniest province in Canada. That means that they receive the most sunshine hours. Lies. I've been here for 3 years. Show me where the sun is, because it ain't happening.
The origin of the word sinister reflects a historical bias against left-handed people. It comes from the Latin word for left, which was also seen to be unlucky or evil.
It takes 570 gallons of paint to paint the exterior of the White House.
Each year, 16 million thunderstorms happen around the world, and at any given moment, there are about 2,000 thunderstorms in progress.
I do find that pretty cool, because I do love a really good thunderstorm.
Me too. We had one here the other day where, like, lightning came through the window, you know, when it, like, lights up your house?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love it.
That makes us sound like we're crazy people, you know?
Does it? I just love a good storm.
Ooh, lightning's coming through our house. The flash is on. Yeah, that was so great. Until it does something bad and destroys your house.
Yeah, I guess.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Garrett and I have officially become better friends because we now follow each other on Instagram.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, which is funny too, because you and Kyle follow each other.
Honestly, I feel like Kyle and I, we just make fun of you on our social.
Yeah.
He'll post something and I'm like, oh my God, Jamie, just rolling my eyes. And he's like, I know. And like, that's how we bond. It's just over you being
insulted.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that could be the relationship that I had with Garrett on Instagram.
Oh, get out of here.
Except I don't think it's possible because the majority of his Instagram is literally just praising you and saying so many good things about Victoria. I'm just like, really? Really?
He loves me. And also I just look at him and I'm like, are you going to post about me today? It's Mother's Day. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll post about you. I'm like, good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So
I'm kidding. He does it all on his own.
I looked at it and I'm just like, that's really sweet. That's really cute. What does this woman have on this man that that he has to post all these nice things about her all the time?
I gave birth to the first Zahatzi male heir. Okay.
there.
I birthed the next heir to the Zahatsi farm. Okay.
He is forever indebted. Last thing too, before we go, I feel as if we should start incorporating advice on free stuff in our podcast again, because over the weekend, it was a National Ice Cream Day. Dairy Queen was giving away free ice cream cones, and another spot we went to has had like 25% off ice cream and whatnot. And I told all my friends, and they were all snapping me back saying, thanks for the free ice cream. And I'm like, I am a guru of free stuff.
You are. And now High Prairie is getting a DQ, so I need to know about all these deals. Yes.
Amazing. Where's it going?
Okay, you know where the KFC is?
Yeah.
Right behind the KFC.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Well, like, I know a Tim Hortons and a DQ all within the same year. Like, what?
You did get the Tim Hortons. Because remember, yes, that was like talked about for years and years. And it just, yes, like, when did you guys get that?
Less than a year, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Less than a year.
I've lived there and they were talking about it. Like, that was 6 years ago. So
I know.
So you'll get your Dairy Queen cake in 2027. Okay. Awesome.
I'm excited.
Okay. Well, go get some rest. Go do your baby stuff. We'll talk to you later.
Ciao, ciao.